Okay, here we are again, Tisha B'Av, Tav She'ayin Tes. Every year we hope we will not have Tisha B'Av, and I think this is our fourth annual shiur. This shiur took me a very long time to write. I think about 15 hours minimum. I was really struggling with what we should speak about this year. Another year of losses, another year the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, another year of galus, another year of korban. We just had a misa, a stabbing, a murder, al kiddush Hashem, Erev Shabbos. This year is dedicated, as I've done in past years, l'ilui nishmas and beidoninan aliyah neshama, l'zecher nishmasam, my maternal grandfather's daughter, Deborah, Hashem yikom dama, my maternal grandmother's daughter, Rivka Bracha, Hashem Yikom Dama. My paternal grandfather's three daughters, Golda, Leia, and Ita, Hashem Yikom Daman. Doshim Taharim Shemasu Nafshem, Al Kiddush Hashem. Children, five children, my grandparents' five children, murdered by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam Vizikha. Devir Sorek, 18, was stabbed to death in Gush Etzion. The body was discarded on the roadside where it lay for 6 hours before it was discovered. He was murdered on the night of Wednesday, August the 7th, 2019, Zion of Tafshin Ayin Tes. The murder, as I'm sure many of you have seen, comes 19 years after his maternal grandfather was murdered in a terror shooting attack near Har Eval, near Nablus, October 2000 terror attack, Rabbi Binyamin Hurley, Hashem Yinkom Dama. And I was thinking of this woman who 19 years ago, her father was murdered in a terror attack, and now Zion Av, her 19-year-old, almost 19-year-old son, was murdered in a terror attack. And it's something that's unfathomable. And it's the essence, it's the epitome of Churban. I noticed something in Eicha last night that never struck me before, that I didn't realize before. In Parak Gimel, we say, Miza Amar Vatahi, Hashem Lotziva. Who is one who can say anything and it will happen if God has not commanded it to be? Mipi Elyon, from the mouth of the One Most High, from the Ribon She'olam, Lo Teitse Hara'os, from the mouth of the Almighty comes the difficulties, the ra'os that we face, and the tov, the good. It's all commanded from the Ribon She'olam. Ma'is oned adam chai gever al-chatosav. How can a living man complain? A man for punishment for his sins, if we acknowledge that everything, tziduk adin, everything comes from the Ribon She'olam. The morning after the terror attack, Miriam Fold, my thanks to my friend Malki Spector, who shared this with me, I'm not on Facebook, and she sent this to me. It's actually the first source on your handout. It's Miriam Fold's posting following the most recent terror attack when Devir Sorek was murdered. Can everyone hear? I'm just asking if everyone can hear. Yes? Okay, let's read this together. Zion of. Achadas Rechodashim, 11 months, Me'az Ratzav Ari Hayakar Shali. It's been 11 months since my precious Ari was murdered. When we were in, about a month ago, my husband and I and the family spent 2 weeks in Eretz Yisrael. We were in the exact spot where Ari Fold was murdered. They've set up a Pinat Limud, a corner for learning. The falafel shop worker who he saved is still there. There's this picture, there's the flag, there's a table, it's room for learning. And Miriam writes, it's 11 months from my husband was murdered. 11 months, shenafalti latahom. It's been 11 months since I have fallen into the deep. 11 months have passed. Shehabanim shali omrim kadish alaviyam. 11 months that my sons are saying kadish for their father. Hayom ze hayom acharon shalahem v'hagid kadish. Today is the last day that my children they say Kaddish for their father. V'hayom, and today, Sivul Chadash Shal Kaddish Matchil. A new cycle of Kaddish begins. Od mishpacha mitzarefet b'pam hashniya. Another family is now joining for a second time. The mishpacha hashikul. Says Yaakov. The cycle of bereavement. A second time? Yitzgadal. What is the Jewish response? Yitzgadal. Yitzgadash. Shemeira. May his exalted name be great and sanctified. Ari. Ta'azor. She talks to her husband and she says, please help us. You are up there. Help all in the Shamas HaTahoros Sha'olim Aleichem HaShemayim. All those precious souls that ascend to you, heavenward. Tishmar Aleichem Kan Lamata. Please watch over us down here below. Ki Ma'agal HaShichol Hu Kasher. The 2,000-year cycle of bereavement is so difficult. Shalosh Shudis last night, yesterday afternoon, we were singing Yimeshkachech in Yerushalayim, two different tunes called the Rama. So when we sing such songs, you should know what happens to me. So my daughter says, you know, I don't think we should be singing these things. We're not supposed to cry on Shabbos. Maybe we should sing something else. I said, okay, you did nefesh, it wasn't so much better. Ki ma'agal ha-shikul kosher. It's so difficult, the cycle of mourning. Ma'agal ha-shikul hu ein sofi. That's Chorban. Ein sofi! Ribono sha'olam! Almost 2,000 years. Ma'agal ha-shikul hu chashuch. It's so dark, the cold air, it's so painful. Who gadal kol yom ve'yom, it gets greater each and every day. What is the Jewish response? Ose shalom b'ramav, v'yatsa shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael. Amen. After so much bereavement and so much pain, we continue to pray for peace. Can I hold this so I don't have to stand in one place? Does anyone know? Is this going to work? Okay, this is much better for me. And this was for host. The Medrash relates, you know, I wrote this year. It took me 5-6 hours. And I didn't use that year. And then I wrote a new year. Last Sunday took me 4 hours and I didn't use that year. And I wrote another year. The Medrash relates, I didn't know what Nakuda I wanted to speak about with you. What should we address? How can we talk about Chorban again and again? I was in Yerushalayim a month ago. I stood on the steps looking down to our bias. I tore a kriya. I burst out crying. Shu'am hilchubo. The Medrash relates the following bisa. It happened one time that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi encountered Eliyahu ben Avi. He asked Eliyahu, could he accompany him so he would learn from his conduct? Eliyahu refused, and he said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you would not understand what you see. On the contrary, your moral mind will raise so many questions, there is no time for explanations. That's what we're going to talk about in today's shiur. Does a Jew ask questions, or does a Jew not ask questions? Is the question. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pleaded and he promised Eliyahu, I will not ask any questions. I will observe your conduct. I won't ask. Eliyahu agreed. He said, if you don't ask me questions, you can come. So they set out together. Towards the evening, they reach an old hut. An elderly couple was sitting outside. They were very poor, but even in their poverty, they were so happy to welcome guests. They have a chance to do a Knesset Arfi, and they jump up. They invite Eliyahu and Nabi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi into the house. They give him a meager meal. They give him a place to stay. And their hosting of guests is wonderful. Knesset Arfi, the following morning, the two travelers said goodbye, and they set out shortly after they departed. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi sees that Eliyahu Hanavi is davening. What is he davening for? The cow should die. This couple has no possessions. They live in abject poverty. They have one cow. The cow gives them milk. It's their sustenance. And he's davening that the cow should die. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi does not understand, but he made a deal. What's the deal? No questions. So they go on their journey. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi hopes Eliyahu will give an answer. He doesn't offer an explanation. They come to another lodging, another house. Very wealthy. No one offers them hospitality. They had to ask the wealthy Balabais, the rich Kabir, can we stay here? He gives them lodgings, but they were very cruel to them. He doesn't offer them a meal. They're not treated well. In the morning, they went on their way, and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi noticed that Eliyahu Hanavi is davening. What is he davening for? The man had a crack in the wall. Eliyahu Hanavi is davening that the wall should not fall down. The crack should be fixed. The wall should be held up. And he's astonished. He can't understand. This is a miser. He doesn't know how to bless his heart. He's so rich, he can't welcome guests. And you're davening that the wall of his house should be fixed. Davening it should fall down. You should have the expense of home ownership. He doesn't understand. But he's not allowed to ask. Eventually, they arrive in a beautiful city. It was a rich city, it was prosperous, it was opulent. They got to the shul. It's a magnificent shul, designed with elegance, with taste. The benches were beautiful. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi figured in this town there will be no problem. Of course somebody will welcome them. It didn't work out that way. When the prayers were over, nobody approached them. Nobody said, do you have lodging? They had to spend the night in the shul sleeping on benches. In the morning when they're ready to leave, Eliyahu blessed the inhabitants of the city. You should all become leaders. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is very puzzled. Why are you blessing these miserly, stingy people that they should all become leaders? They haven't shown any hospitality to the guests, but he doesn't say anything. In the evening, they come to another city, and it's not a wealthy community. The shul is not beautiful, it's not grand, it's not up, and it's a poor town, but they're welcomed with kindness and they're welcomed with warmth. And the people are wonderful. Before they leave, Eliyahu gives a bracha. One of you should become the leader of the town. This is the Medrash, four stories. The first story, wonderful, warm, poor people. Do wonderful messes are him. Eliyahu davens, the cow should die. They only have one possession, one source of income, and now the cow is going to die. The second lodging, wealthy, miserly man. They're not welcomed nicely. He davens that the house should be fixed so they don't need to have the expense of home ownership. The next town, very rich, very beautiful, nobody welcomes them. The shul is stunning. And Eliyahu gives them a bracha, you should all become leaders. And finally, the last town, a town of poverty, one of you should become a leader. At this point, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi could no longer take his curiosity. He couldn't stand it, and he breaches the deal. He says, I know I forfeit my right to accompany you, but I cannot go on like this. Please explain to me. I have a question. My question is, I don't understand what you're doing. So Eliyahu Hanavi began to explain. The elderly couple who welcomed us were wonderful people. They always did acts of kindness. There was a gezeira in Shemayim that the woman should die. In the schuss of their avnasas arachim, I daven that the woman should be saved. They had to give something over the nefesh so the cow died. In saving the woman's life, I took the cow. The miserly man who did not welcome us, I daven that the wall should be fixed. There was great treasures, unbeknownst to him, behind that wall. Had the wall crumbled and fallen down, the gold and the jewels would have found, he would have been even richer. I davened that the wall should be fixed. The town where I said everybody should be a leader, that's the worst curse. When everybody's a leader, there's going to be infighting and nobody will get along. And the town where I said one person should be a leader, it's the biggest bracha when everybody can actually get along when they accept one person as their leader. So I've told this medrash over in a number of shiur before. I actually first heard it told over in a shiur bar of Shai Shachter. And I always thought that the message of the Medrash was, we don't understand anything. And I think that is the message of the Medrash. We don't understand anything. But I think in preparing the shir, I realized there's another lesson, another message, another Mishnah Haskel that never occurred to me before. And I've told it over before. There's another, more subtle message. And it's the paradox of a Jew who, on the one hand, does not ask questions, and on the other hand, we do ask questions. You can come with me if you promise not to ask. I won't ask. You have my word. I signed a contract. I gave you my word. I raised my hand and go. I won't ask questions. Had Avram Avinu asked questions as our salvation, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Ummah Yisraelis. Faith means not only to believe, but not to ask. There's such an echo. Are you okay? Can you understand? On this side? Okay, I don't know what to do. If I don't use a microphone, you're not all going to hear me. Okay. You don't hear the echo? Oh, Baruch Hashem. Elecham Tami. Says of salvation, faith means not only to believe, but not to ask. Had Avram Avinu asked questions, he would have lost the right to become the father of the woman Israelites. Avram, 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 one morning Avram wakes up. Achnes, Pinchas, Sichtincha, Sherahab, Les Yitzchak, Echachal, Eretz, and Maria, Achad, Marim, Sherahab. You know the kid you waited 100 years for? Let's make a deal. Bring him as a korban. Vayashkim Avram Bevoker says, Vashim is not raised for mitzvah. He wakes up early, no questions. Artist is the dump, he takes his two lads, and he goes on the way. Let's look at Bereishis Rabbah, Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, second source on your handout. And after the Akedah, when Avram Avinu almost sacrifices his son Yitzchak, Vayikra Avram Shem HaMakam Hohu Hashem Yoreh. Okay, so Avram calls Yerushalayim Hashem Yoreh, while Kitzadah calls it Shalim. You put Shalim and Hashem Yoreh together, you have the name of the city Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar Lefano, Ribon Olami, B'sha'a Shamarti Li, Kachnas Bincha Sechicha. Ribon Sha'olam, Master of the World, you came to me and you told me, take your son, your only one, the one you love, take your son, and offer him as an offering. Haya Li Ma Lehashiv. I could have opened up my mouth to you, God. I had many good questions I could have asked you. Hayali Mala Hashiv, you think I didn't have anything to say to you? Zu Torah v'zu Schorah. We read about Asar Ruvim Malchus in the Kiddus. We read about Asar Ruvim Malchus on Yom Kippur. Devir Shorek, Zu Torah v'zu Schorah. Hayali Mala Hashiv. I had good questions for you, God. Because I don't understand what you're doing. Etmam Amarta Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lechazara. Proverbially, yesterday you said, through Yitzchak, I'm Yisrael will be. La'achshav. And then this morning, my God, you just changed your mind. Now take your son and slaughter him. That's the Jewish response. That's the Jewish response. Yitgadal v'yitgadash me'rabah. Right, Mary Oakfield. Chas v'shalom, lo asisi kein, kavashti rachamil al soz ritzoncha. I had questions. I didn't ask. I was kovash my rachamim. I suppressed my mercy for my son. To do your will, God. Yehi ratzom v'fanech Hashem elokeinu v'shalom. Sheyu banav shel Yitzchak v'bayim lidei aveiros v'ma'aseim ra'im. Let's make a deal. At the time that the children of Yitzchak will come to sin and they'll go the bad ways, tehei nizkar le'ma'osa ha'akedah. Please remember that I did your will, even though I wanted to do something different. You, God, kaviyachol do my will, even though you want to do something different. But tismalei aleihem rachamim. Please, Hashem, have mercy upon them. I just want to see something. And this is Avraham Avinu. How do you say the word paradigm? I said it right? Yeah, thank you. The paradigm of you does not ask, in fact, in the beginning of Lach Lecha, when we first meet Avraham Avinu, we meet him at the end of Noach, and in the beginning of Lach Lecha, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Lech Kol Arts Chom Ladachal Beis Avicha, Arts Asher Ata, leave your home, go to the new land, it'll be good for you, I'll bless you. Yonatan, can you go get me a Bereshis from the next room? Could you get me a Chumash, please? From the back wall, thank you. It's funny. First I asked my husband for the shtem, and I asked myself for my Chumash. I tried, we need it very hard. Some of you know from my different shir amounts, ask people to do things for me. Hashem wants to show me, it's not always possible. So he gets to Eretz Canaan. The pasuk says, "Vayavram Avram ba'aretz ad makom Shechem ad lo emari v'haknani oz ba'aretz." He picks up and he takes Lot and he takes his wife Sarah and he takes the nefesh asher asu b'char. And they get to the land. And the pasuk says, "Haknani oz ba'aretz." The Canaanites are the land. The Rashi says there, the Canaanim were going and capturing the land. Okay. And Hashem said to Avram, "Asid, atid." Andi lahach zira levanecha. In the future, I'll give it to your children. So why am I here now? I had to pick up. I had to leave my home. There's a famine in the land. The Canaanim are in the land. Are you going to give it to me today? Lechacha. V'nivruchu b'cha komish b'cha z'adam will be wonderful for you. So I get here. What do I see? I see famine. I have nisyonos. I don't understand anything. Why are the Canaanites? I thought to my head. Whose land is this? El Arts Asher Ego, go to the new land. So I get to the land, and what do I have to do? Just go to the So what's in the new land? The Canaan. So what does Rashi say? A seed in the future, Ani Lachzir Levanecha. Salvation says, why the zigzag road to redemption? If you want to give me the land, so give me the land. It has to be so full of Nisyonos, it has to be famine and Canaanites and strangers in the land. Whose land? Mine or theirs? After 400 years to get the land, did Avram ask questions? No. There's a famine, he goes down to Egypt, doesn't ask questions. Except, there are a couple of times that Avram Avinu does pose. He does ask questions. Who remembers when? Well, since it's on your handout, you could all remember when. I parak tesvav. And Bereshis is the parak of the Brisbane Hapsarim. It was after these things, God appears to Avram in a vision. Don't worry, Avram, I'm your shield. Your merit's very great. Look on your handout. Ayom Avram, Hashem Elohim, Mati Tendi, Anochi, Lolech Amiri. He seems to ask a question. What are you going to give me? I'm going childless, and Eliezer is going to inherit me. Hashem says, don't worry, I have a great reward for you. This one will not inherit, the one who comes out from your loins will inherit. Hazakei, vayetze oso hachutza. He takes him outside. Vayomer habein ha-shamayim, the sparkle of Avim. Hashem takes Avram in regard to Avram's, in response to Avram's question. Hashem takes Avram outside. Look at the heavens. Can you count the stars? If you can count them, so your children will be. Vahamin v'hashem v'yachshuvel l'tztacha. Avram believed in God. God considered it righteousness for him. And then a few psukim later, pasuk says, Hashem says, I'll give you this land. And Avram replies, Ma'eda ki avishema. How do I know I will inherit the land? So what does Hashem tell him to do? Brisbane, I'm sorry, take all these animals, cut them in half. Oh, the fire will go between them. And what does Hashem famously tell him to Brisbane, I'm sorry, and then we say, Avram says, Ma'eda ki avishema. How do I know I will inherit the land? And God says, Yadoa teida ki geri yazarachi. Although this pasuk is from the Avodah Shel Pesach, the Eretz lo lahem va'avadim binu osam arba meil shana achrei chenitzer b'chush gadol. The garments of God share yalodu dan haruchi. Avram says, wait. First he asks a question. I'm going childless. Am I going to have children? And then when he's told he's going to get the land, he asks another question. How do I know? With what shall I inherit? B'ma'ehida? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, Yadoa teida. You shall surely know. What shall you surely know? Galus is coming. Avdus, Inui, Shibun Mitzrayim. That's Adam's answer. How do I know I will inherit the land? And God says, oh, you know how you're going to know? We're going to go down to Logos. Look on your hand down. Maseches Nedarim, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of page 1, Nedarim 32:8. That's what it says on your hand. Right. So first Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Abahu says, Rabbi Elazar says, name Rabbi Abahu, Lipnei Man Ne'nash Abba Vinu, V'nishtahatu Banav Mitzrayim Haser Vesar Shavim. Why was Abraham punished? And his children had the Egyptian enslavement for 210 years. So the first answer that the Gemara says is because he conscripted Torah scholars to the war of the four kings and the five kings. Interesting Gemara, and today I think he's pulling up the situation, but I'm going to talk about that. Second opinion of the Gemara, on your head, Elisha Shmuel Omar, Mipnei Shehivriz Amidosel Shal Kolish Baruch Hu. He asked for confirmation on God's promise. He had a question. Shanema b'ma'ida kiri shenach. What does the Gemara say for favors there? Why were we punished with 400 years of Shiva Mitzrayim? Why were we punished with every male into the river? Shoes on the Danube. Why? Because Avram said, b'ma'ida. It's a very nice promise. How do I know you're going to keep your word? You're asking God, how do you know he's going to keep his word? So now I'll tell you what the answer is, Golos. Look at the Kliyakar. Look at the Kliyakar. Rama Eda Kiyarishan. Rizal Omar, Bible page 1. The sages say in the Sefer Nedarim, Ba'avursha Omar, Avram Bama Eda, Amen, Ashbiyada Teda. The sages say, because Avram asked a question, how do I know? So God said, oh, you want a guarantee? No, you will surely know. So the Kliyakar has difficulty with this. V'haseichel yema'ein v'kabel drush leh. This is a very hard answer. This is a very hard explanation. She'yisavlu banav onesh gadol kazeh v'avur ha'osha sh'al ha'am. We should suffer so much because Avram asked the question. My grandfather got married after the Holocaust began. His daughter, Devorah, was born in 1941. She was named after the weekly Haftorah reading for Parshas Mishalach. She was Devorah. We should suffer so much! That woman in Eretz Yisrael sat Shiva 19 years ago for her father, who said, Shiva, man, what an eichel she's having. What a tisha ba'av she's having. Because Avram said, Ma'ida, you never asked God a question? You never looked at Shemayim and said, I don't understand what you're doing? You never ask. I'm the only person in the room who sometimes looks at your Baruch Hu and says, I don't understand your ways. That's why gracious is called Sefer HaSimanim. What happened to them happens to me. I'm fragile. I'm mortal. I'm just a human being. I have emotions. It's not so easy. I look at God and I say, Eicha. But not Eicha. So the Kliyakar says, how do I understand this Peshat of the Gemara? Because Avram asked the question, we suffer from Pharaoh, from Haman. I was just reading commentary from Salvation on the Crusades. Hundreds of thousands of Jews. The Chachmei Ashkenaz record a Shaila. This brought down in our commentary from Salvation on the Kinnos. They record a Shaila. Hey, this is from the Lord is righteous in all his ways, not a made-up story. There's a Shaila brought down. But a man saw the Crusades approaching his house. When the Crusades came, they tortured the Jews. Not only were they conquering Eretz Yisrael, but they wanted to decimate Knesset Yisrael. So the man killed his wife and his three children. At the last minute, something happened, and the Crusaders turned away, and he ran away from the house before he killed himself. So he read a shayla to the Gedolei Ashkenaz. Can I do teshuvah? How can I do teshuvah? I killed my wife, I killed my three children. Before I could kill myself, they turned away. Because Avram asked the Ma'ida, we're suffering. Ba'avadu v'inu osam. I don't understand, says the Kliyakar. Ba'aram Atzma lo kibel shum onesh. B'shine baba banav tekehena. It's like a paraphrase almost of the Avodah Shel Pesach. Aram wasn't punished, so why should you knock out the teeth of his children? Im kein libi omer v'gomer. My heart tells me without a doubt. Shabbos Mitzrayim hayu sibos acherus. It must be, turn the page over, that there were different reasons for Galus Mitzrayim. Ach, Papa, page 2. Shabbal Medjer Zukashel. What was the difficulty to the Baal Medjer? She means the Gemara that posed this statement. What's the difficulty in this question? The reason for the Galus is the reason for the Galus. He's going to say something totally different. Lama zehi gida kosh bercha besuwer razu la'avram v'tzar v'chinam. Why did Hashem give Avram bad news about his children? You know, sometimes my mother tells me, she just told it to me again last week, she'll tell you that. But she looks at the state of the world. She says, I'm not afraid for myself. I'm afraid for my children. I'm afraid for my grandchildren. Why did Avram need to know that his descendants would be tortured and enslaved? It's the worst piece of news a parent could hear. It's even worse than hearing, you're going to suffer. My children will suffer. Avram wasn't punished. Avram didn't suffer. Why did Hashem tell him this besura ra'ah, this bad news? L'tzara b'chinam? Stam? Just causing pain? What did he need to do? He's going to be dead. Devir Sarek went to buy some books before he left for vacation. He went to buy some books in Sfarim for his Rebbeim in the yeshiva. His body, Rechman Atzlan, lay for at least 6 hours on the side of the road. Why are you telling Avram this? Alzeh Amar Sheba Avram B'ma Eda. I bolded the next words for you. Sharatzal Leida Davar Shalo Hayabo Tzorech Leida. Are you asking me how I run the world? Do you need to know the cheshbonos of the Ribono Shel Olam? You think I don't know what I'm doing when I created the world? You think I don't know what I'm doing when I run the world every day? I'm a chadash b'tuah b'chol yom tami masa bereishis. You're asking me something you have no somech leita. I have to know what I have to do today. I have to wake up, I have to follow Allah, I have to be kind, I have to be patient, I have to do Torah, I have to do mitzvahs. I have to be an Eved Hashem. You're asking to know something of the workings of the Creator. Ein tzorech leida. Ki ma lo levakesh os al davar Hashem. If the Ribono Shel Olam makes a promise, od yesh v'zakein v'zakein os berchovos ha'ir v'yish mishando v'yado. Yeladim yelados misachem v'yachovos ha'ir. I don't have to ask a question. The Baal Shem knows what he's doing. Al kein ne'enash v'yado ateida. She'el diyo kodesh baruch hu davar letza'aro. You want to know? You really want to know? I'll tell you the answer. You have no need to know. I made an oath. Don't ask me questions. But if you still want to know after I promised, so what's the midah keneged midah? You ask to know, I'll let you know. That's midah keneged midah. Majush Bereishis Rabbah tells us on page 1, Hayetze Oso Hachutza, excerpt from, it says Bereishis 15, in the middle of the page. By the Brisbane, I'm sorry. Vayetze oso achutza vayomer habayna shemayim esparachot avir. Avram asked the question, what will you give me? And the answer is God took him outside. Look down at the star. So Majesh Bereishis Rabbah says, top of page 2, then Dal of your knees. Not really the top, fourth line. Ha'ale oso lemala mikifa tarakia. Hu da'amr lei habayna hashemayim. Ein habata ala milamala lamata. Doesn't seem like the Medrash is really teaching anything. What did the Medrash just say? Hashem raised him above the firmament of the heavens. And habata means, look down means, Avram is looking from above to below. So what's the Medrash tell you? What's the Chiddush? The Pasuk tells me, Vayetzo chutza, he took him outside, count the stars. The Pasuk tells me, Befeirush, that he is above and he's looking down. So what's the Medrash teaching me? So the Michta Me'eliyahu explains something very significant. Avram was asking to know, this as a Michta Me'eliyahu, when we're in this realm, when we have the view of people who live down below, we can't understand. The only way it's possible to understand is Vayetze Oso Vachutza, as the Medrash says, Ha'aleoso Lamala Mekifat Arakia. God was saying, and you see my vantage point from up here, you understand. When you're down there, it's impossible to understand. The only way that we can understand is if we are looking from the view of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but none of us have the view of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have our limited, finite view. So we cannot ask Davar Shelo Hayavot So Rech Leida. Don't ask me questions that you don't need to know the answers to. Eicha, your hand up. And I feel like something very interesting. Eicha is a book that begins with a question, and Eicha ends with questions. But isn't that a stira? Didn't we just spend the first 40 minutes saying we do not ask questions because why? We don't understand anything. Rabbi Yeshua the Levi could not understand. Avraham Avinu was punished for asking. Why are you asking things you don't need to know? And then we sit down on the floor. And we come to Tisha B'Av, and what do? Hayali Mala Hashir, we open up Megillas Eicha, and we ask the top, a good question. You know, I have a shver kasha. I don't know what you're doing, and I'm going to ask. I thought the Jewish response is, Yitzchadal V'Yitzchadash Shemei Rama. I thought the Jewish response is, I close my mouth, I don't ask. I'm Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, but Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi then did ask. Avram Avinu never asked, but Avram Avinu did ask, so which is it? You begin by saying, Eicha Yashva Vadan, Yerav Asya. I begin with a question. How is it possible? What has happened? How could this be? Where are my children gone? What are you doing? The city that was so full of people is like a widow. She was great amongst the nations. She was like a princess amongst the provinces. And how do we end Eicha? It's on your hand up. I noticed that not only do we begin with a question, we end with a question. Lama. Lama. Why? Lenetzach tishkechenu. Why is the galus so long? Why do you eternally forsake us? Ta'azveinu la'orech yamim. Why do you leave us for such a length of days? Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Return us to you, God, and we will return. Ki ima'os me'astanu katzafta aleinu admo. That too can be read as a question. That's not a statement. Ki ima'os me'astanu katzafta aleinu admo. If you have eternally, if you have been totally abhorred, disgusted by us, isn't it enough? I stood on my Herzl as a visitor. 3.5 hour tour of our Herzl, which I highly recommend if anyone wants a tour of that information. Also, after you did that, as you're saying, this Mother David, Kapitel Chav Gimel, this is the Kapitel Miriam parents reads by the graves of her children. So we're trying to find a song, so I shouldn't be crying on Shabbos. This Mother David, Hashem Ro'i Lo Echzar, Eno Stasha Yabitin, Gam Ki Eilech Begeitz Amaves, Lo Ira Raki Ato Imadi, Miriam parents says, I say these words by the graves of my sons, and I said Kapitel Chav Gimel, their graves. And I told my children through tears what I'm about to tell you. Miriam Peretz says, Gam ki elech? Even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I already walk in the valley of the shadow of death. Lo ira la ki ata imati. So which is it? Do we ask questions? Eicha yashva b'dal, lama l'netzach tishkachenu b'ma'ida ki arishana? Or don't I ask questions? What's the role of a Jew? What's the reality of a Jew? Yitgadal v'yitgadash meirava, on the one hand. And on the other hand, Eliyahu, you have to explain it to me, because I don't know what you're doing. V'yitze oso achutzai, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, only from up here, from my vantage point, Beta Hashemayim, are your questions answered? So Soloveitchik says so powerfully, what is Eicha? Eicha means how. Eicha means why. I thought I'm not allowed to ask why. Tziduk Adin. No questions. The same Rav tells me that Avram has questions, he would have lost his right to become the father of whom he is raised. So what is it? I'm allowed to ask or I'm not allowed to ask? Because if I took a poll, I bet maybe there's some gedolim here, and I'm not saying that facetiously. But for most, for myself, you do sometimes ask. Eicha says of salvation means, how could you have done this? Why did you do it? How is it possible? I don't understand. But the Rav says, the very statement of Eicha raises a serious question. No pun is intended. Asking Eicha raises a very difficult kasha. What's the kasha? We spend the whole year saying, Tziduk Hadin. No questions. On the most mournful night of the Jewish calendar year, we go down on the floor. And what do we do? We begin the night, the day of mourning. We begin our veilos for Churban Beis HaMikdash with a question, and we end the whole scroll with a question. So the Rav says, what right do we have to ask? What right do we have to complain? Normally, the rule is, we are not allowed to ask questions. On any other day, the law is a Jew cannot ask Eicha. He cannot ask why. The very question, why, says of salvation, is intolerable. Who am I to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to explain anything to me? You're not running the world, Michal Horowitz, so you need to ask me a question. The fact is, you don't understand it. Gadal v'yitgadash me'rava. On any other day of the year, says Rav Soloveitchik, it is forbidden to ask. The question is intolerable. Who are you to understand, says Rav? What allows you to be so bold? Kach ala b'machshava l'fanai, says the Gemara Menachos. This is my machshava. In situations of distress, God forbid, someone bends his garments. He does not say Eicha. On the contrary, in a catastrophic situation, what does he say? Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. He doesn't tear his shirt and say, Eicha, why? He says, blessed are you, the true judge. I accept. Tziduk Hadin, you're right, I'm wrong. We acknowledge the decree of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Atzur ta'amim palo ki kol drachav mishpat. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, we just opened the bar at the end of his life. Hatsur Tami Palo, God is the rock. Perfect are his wings. Kol Drachav Mishpat. Kel Emuna Behein Ava Tzadik V'yashar Hu. He is righteous. He is right. I somehow must be wrong. The question of how, the question of why is illegitimate. Basically, says the Rav, you should have no permission to say Kinnos. You should have no permission to say Eicha. To shame Shem Mevarchim Al Tov, Kach Mevarchim Al Ra. A make a bracha kol tishos aso v'shem Hashem ekra v'atos shema kacha v'chom v'odecha v'chom v'yidah v'midah shavod v'yidacha v'midah tolu v'midah paramus. Every day, 2 to 3 times a day, you say these very words, you think of what you're saying. V'ahavta is Hashem elokecha v'chom v'odecha. With my two yetzers, my heart should not be divided over God. V'chom nafshecha, tefillu no tells us what's nishma secha. Whether it gives me good, whether it gives me bad, I close my mouth and I accept. We engage in Siddur Kadin. We accept the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Aaron, says the Rav, was confronted by the death of his two sons, doesn't say a word. Silence. The catastrophe of Churban Beis HaMikdash is the one exception to this rule. On Tisha B'Av, we are permitted to do something that is otherwise forbidden. The Jew, on Tisha B'Av, is given special permission. What's the permission? Permission to ask. Tisha B'Av, Churban Beis HaMikdash, enjoys a special license. If indeed, God, you want me to sit down and mourn for Churban 1950 years ago, then I have a right to say, why, how, what, where, who did this, how is this possible? Normally it's forbidden. Tisha B'Av, says the Rav, is a day of questions and complaints. We are relieved of saying vidui. Today it's not my fault. Today we're allowed to say b'ma heida ki arishana. Today we're allowed to be Rabbi Yeshua, the lady who says, hey, yeah, I can't take it anymore. Today we're allowed to say lama l'netzach tishkechi. Today we're allowed to say, what are you doing? Ki ima'os, you think there aren't enough graves on her earth? So I stood at the grave of Zechariah Babel. His tzitzis are right next to the matzeva. Unbelievable. Today I'm allowed to say, katzavta aleinu ad ma'od. Haven't you been angry enough? The entire book of Eicha, says the Rav, revolves around questions. Questions that we are not permitted to ask at other times of the year, but Tisha B'Av is a special license. I've quoted this interview before. I tripped to Eretz Yisrael. We did many, many very meaningful things, but we resulted to meet Rabbanit Henkin and her husband. Went to their apartment. We spent about half an hour with them. I'm sure you all remember Rabbi Eitan and Na'ama Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damam, who were murdered on Mait Sukkot 2015. 6 weeks after the pigua, I've quoted this before, it's possible you've heard me say it before, it's worth repeating, especially with the ha'aros of today's year. And before we left Rabbi Henkin, I told her, I said, you know, you gave an interview 6 weeks after the pigua, and I tell it over, and it's mechazik so many people, she did not remember. I'm going to share it with you. 6 weeks after the pigua, she gave an interview. My friend sent me the, my thanks to Sarah Bergman, who sent me the interview. I paused after every sentence, and I wrote down what she and the interviewer were saying. So Rabbi Eitan and Na'ama Henkin left 4 children at the time of the pigua. The oldest was 9 years old. He was just bar mitzvah this past spring, Matan Hillel. The youngest was a baby. And the interviewer says, do you have any questions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time? And Rabbi Henkin says, Ani cholaket et hakoev shali el HaKadosh Baruch Hu zecho. I portion my pain, I pass my pain to God. This is true. And you don't ask. Ein li ta'am lishol. I have no reason to ask. Ani ma'amina shehakadosh baruch hu sam otanu ba'olam lo amanat tekabel shavrim What's the point of asking? God put us here not to have a free pass, not to sit in a hotel, not to go to the spa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matil Aleinu Tafkidim. God appoints each one of us with a mission that only you and only you and only you can do. And if sometimes it's confusing and sometimes you don't understand and you wish you could have the view of Avraham Avinu, but you can't. God does not ask me, do you want this? So are you happy? Tell me, says God, that the way things are going, did he ever ask you that? I don't think so. Every day is my Tisha B'Av, so absorbing eating. Can I tell him, every day, God, I'm not happy. At this point in the interview, she starts crying, and she says, Ani yodat shehusham b'shmo. What irony. The very God you tell is not happy is the very Father you know is listening to every word and counting every tear. V'ani gam v'ina sh'yesh li tafkid v'hamshich. Ani mishtadalet k'meitav yecholti. I understand I have a mission to continue, and I am trying to the best of my ability. Do we ask or don't we ask? Avraham Avinu didn't ask, and Avraham Avinu did ask. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi promised not to ask, and in the end, he did ask. On the one hand, we say Yitkadav Yitkadash Shemei Rabba. The mourner stands at the grave, and he doesn't say anything. He tears his kriya, and he says, "May your name be exalted." Siddur Adin. On the other hand, we sit there on the most mournful night of the year. That's a whole day where we ask, "How could you? What were you thinking? Isn't it enough? Why did you do this? How long is this galus?" Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sechas Brachos Zion on the base. God, I don't understand. Sadik Virbalo, Rasha Batova, what are you doing? Lotucha Leros Espanai. You can't see, you can't understand. Ein Li Ta'am Lashon. Gracious 1825, on your hands up. Right before the destruction of Sodom, Mehapachat Sodom Ha'amorah. Hashem says, I'm not going to tell Avram the Abhamu Gayim what I'm about to do. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to destroy the people of Sodom. Chalila lecha me'asos kadavar hazeh. God, chas v'sham, how could you do this? You're going to put a tzaddik and a rasha to death together? You're going to take little children who never sinned? We read in Eicha, and we read, I read it this morning in the Kinos, our skin was burned like from the heat of the ovens. Now what comes to mind? You're going to put the tzaddik, the same punishment for the tzaddik is the same fate of the rasha, the gas chambers. V'haya k'tzaddik k'rasha, chalila, ha'shofi kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat. Another question! The judge of the whole earth will not do righteousness, says Rashi. It's profane for you. People will say, oh, that's the craft of God. He washes everybody away, the righteous and the wicked. That's what he did to Dar Babel. That's what he did to Dar Father. That's what he's going to do now. The Ha'emet Gavar, and it's even his commentary. It's on your hand now. Why did he just say the Emet Gavar? If everybody gets washed away together, the tzaddik with the rasha, then how can we prove Hashkachas Hashem? Where's your supervision? Isn't there extra supervision for a tzaddik? If everybody washes away together, what will people say about the Hashkach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chavira? He doesn't know what he's doing. How can we prove Hashkachas Hashem, divine supervision, if it's man's punishment? Lamaisa, what's the take home? What am I trying to say? What's the lesson this Tisha B'Av? I wrote the first year, it took me a long time, and I said no. And I wrote the next year, and I said no. What's the message?
What's the lesson? What's Eicha? Well, Maisa, the reality is that a Jew cannot ask. Sheratzal Leidat Davar, Shalomaya Batzorach Leidat, says the Kliyatar. Avraham Avinu is asking a question for which he has no business asking. I don't need to know the Cheshbonos of the God. I have to do my tafkid, yeshli tafkid, lahamshich, va'ani mishtadat, kameit of yacholti. That's compare any pain to the pain of Mir HaNeken, chas v'shalom. But it's a lesson. I need to continue. Any ta'am l'shal. You want to know so badly, b'ma'ayda ki rishena yado teida. You know, sometimes getting the answer is the worst thing they could have hoped for. Don't ask. Because we only see a fraction of the bigger picture. I know far less than Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who is Zoha, who is worthy to travel with Eliyahu HaNavi. And he could not understand one thing he saw. Eli ta'am l'shal, because Hatsura tamim pa'alo ki kol drachav mishpa. Only when Hashem placed Avram above the stars is the Mechtav Eliyahu. Who here has been above the stars? Have you ever seen the world from God's vantage point? I never had. Only when you're up there does Har Herzl make any sense. Because from down here, Har Herzl makes no sense. Go sit in the section of the Gush Etzion Kedoshim. You tell me if it makes sense. It makes no sense. And the whole year we don't ask. Because like Avraham Avinu, had he asked questions, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Umay Yisraelis. And on the other hand, I was thinking, I don't know if we've ever heard this before, that the motif of Tisha B'Av is almost a gift. What do I mean? The most important thing, that's not true. There are many important things. One of the most important things a parent has to try to do is validate the feelings of their children. One of my kids just said to me last week, I thought they were overreacting about a certain mindset. And the child said, I'm allowed to feel how I feel. Don't tell me how I feel. And they were right. Very smart. Tisha B'Av is a present. Because every day of the year, close your mouth. Because we don't understand. Because we're not from the vantage point of Habeita HaShemayim Uspor HaKuchavim. Every other day we say, O Seshon B'Rama, Fuyas Seshon Alein, Val Kaiser, close our mouth. And then we come to Tisha B'Av. And what does Ribbono Shel Olam say? I give you unique permission to ask. I validate your feelings. I know you don't understand. Just like a child doesn't understand when the parent says no. And sometimes it's not enough because I said so. Because if we're realistic, if we're intellectually honest, if we're in touch with our emotions, then God, it's not enough because I said so. That doesn't cut it. Because I have questions. So Avraham Avinu was silent. We have seen that in a number of cases, he asked. And Aaron was silent to the last day, but sometimes that doesn't cut it for us. The unique nature of Tisha B'Av is permission to ask. I have a good question for you, God. Permission to complain, permission to cry, permission to shout, to wonder, to lament. But I ask, what was the sin of my grandparents' children? Rivka Bracha, Devorah, Golda, Leah, Ita. My grandparents were married, three of them. They had five daughters between them. We read in Eicha, we read in the Kiddush that our skin was scorched as if from the oven. They read into ovens. And every other day of the year I say, Tzidu Kadim, and tonight I sit on the floor and I say, I don't understand. Validation. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I know you don't understand. I know it's difficult. I give you permission to wonder. I was the sin of Ari Fold. Ezra Schwartz was in a place where he was shot. Naftali, Gilad, Ayal, Hadar Golden, who is still held. Echabas, Oron Shaul, Ron Arad had a little baby when he was captured. Where are his remains? It was the Kedoshim of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. David and Cecil Rosenthal, two special needs Jewish men in their 50s, who stood at the entrance to the synagogue and gave every mourner who came in a sidur and a talit. I was the son of Dvir Sorek and his grandfather, Rabbi Binyamin Irving. "You can only come with me," said Eliyahu, "if you sign the contract. I, Yehoshua, the son of Levi, will not ask, no matter how confused I am. Okay, you can come." "Eicha, what are you doing?" It's very interesting. I'm finishing up. I spoke in Beis Yaakov of Queens. I spoke at a number of schools this year, 7, 8 schools, different communities. And last week in the mail, I get a photo book. "Thank you, Mrs. Horowitz." And I open up, I spoke one time, I showed this to my brother, who's a mechanic in Bar Torah. He says, "How many times did you speak there?" I said, "One time." He says, "You spoke there one time. I made you a whole book. Dear Mrs. Horowitz, on behalf of the students of Beis Yaakov of Queens, we thank you for visiting our school, sharing your personal story. When I speak in schools, I speak to children of living with disabilities. I speak to boys and girls. Your insights and words inspire us, touched our hearts." Okay. Every page now has a picture of me speaking to the kids and different letters that the students wrote. "Mrs. Horowitz, I feel privileged you came to speak. Your speech inspires. People can accomplish so much more than they think they can. Your speech encouraged me to do the best that I am." Okay. Another picture, me speaking to the students. "Dear Mrs. Horowitz, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule just to speak to us. Your speech really inspired me. Dear Mrs. Horowitz, thank you for teaching us the importance of being quick to help, always being patient. Mrs. Horowitz, thank you for showing us the importance of davening. Dear Mrs. Horowitz, I felt inspired in hearing and seeing how much emunah you have. Dear Mrs. Horowitz, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I was accomplished, inspired to hear how much you accomplished in your lifetime. I was shocked. I emailed the principal and said, it's the nicest thank you I ever received. I spoke there one time." Last page. "Dear Mrs. Horowitz, after your speech, I learned it is okay to say why. However, really we should be happy and ask for what." These are elementary school kids. One of my children was looking through this book, the kids looked through the book, and he said, "That's my favorite page. This is what Klal Yisrael is." My son is 13, he looks through the book, he gets the last page. And with a smile he says to me, "This is my favorite page, because this is what Klal Yisrael is." So, if you ever had a question, you're not alone. Avraham Avinu had questions, and Moshe. We quote the Gemara, also have questions. And every day of the year, we accept Siddur Hadir. And we acknowledge that we don't understand, because we're like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. We only see from here and not from here. But we come to the day of Churban, and we look at our heart soul. Hartziyam shashamim shu'alam hilchubam. And we don't understand, and God says it's okay. Today you can sit down on the floor, and today you can ask. Today I validate your feelings. The enormity of the Churban is so strong that we cannot exist without asking. Look at the last source on your hand. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu, "Bila ha'mavetz ha'lovai ad masai. Al tatakum terachim siyad ge'ez lechayana kiva mo'ed." Look at your last source on your hand. At the end of days, the Rebbe Shalom will swallow up death forever. We won't cry anymore. We won't tear kriya and burst into tears. We won't open up our root shana and be horrified. Who can even imagine what this will be? Our hearts. The shame of his people he will wipe away from the face. He will wipe away from the face of the earth. Ki Hashem diber ba'amar bayamahu. And on that great day we will say, Hine Elokeinu zed kivinu lo v'yoshenu. Here is our God. We hope to him and he saved us. Wow! Are you going to be able to believe it? When the Geula comes and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and the enemies are washed away, you're not going to believe it. This is our God. We never gave up. 2,000 years ago was kivinu lo. The Yoshi'enu, he saved us. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo nagila. Let us rejoice in this mechav Yeshua. So, look what the Gemara has to say. Tiny slam at Aleph, Amar Aleph. Forget the test. That's a typo. Amar Ula v'ra'a, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, Zeh denotes, you see this. This is my watch, denotes you see my watch. Zeh Kiriva, Veyu, the people by Yamsuf saw God. What is it, Zeh? Hashem Kibiru, this is God, indicates that at the end of days they will see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Melchol L'Tzadikim. In the end of days, Hashem will bake a circle for the righteous. V'hu Yoshev Beineihem, B'Gan Eden. V'chol Echad V'Echad Mar Be'etzba'o. Shene'emar V'yamahu Hine Zeh Elokeinu Kivinu Lo V'yoshenu. Kivinu Negila V'yis Mechad B'Shol. So in the end of days, we'll be able to point and say, it was so clear. Now I understand. Now it all makes sense. I'm going to end with the last four psukim of Echa. Ata Hashem la'olam teishev kisacha l'dar l'vodar. Lama l'netzach tishkechenu ta'azvenu li'orach yamin hashivenu Hashem elecha v'hashuva chabei shemenu kekeden ki ima os ma'astam. Because even if you are so angry that you have utterly rejected us, katsafta aleinu adma amur, ribono shel olam, isn't it enough? Avai v'shem yizocha, zeh kivinu lo v'yoshienu, zeh Hashem kivinu lo nagila, v'nismecha v'yoshu asa.
Thank you, everybody.